So, Mark, we finished up part three with the Hurricane Katrina case study. Part five is the capstone exercise. What are we going to be doing for part four?
Well, Dave, we're going to transition between domestic disaster preparedness and response to international humanitarian aid and disaster relief. And in fact, I brought the syllabus so you can take a look at it, see what you think.
Okay, looks like we're going to be talking about non-governmental organizations.
Yeah, you know, non-governmental organizations like Doctors Without Borders or the national chapters of the International Federation of the Red Cross or various activities like that, they provide a key resource in terms of disaster relief, humanitarian aid, and their ability to go overseas and work as very closely with governments to include the U.S. government relief operations.
Explain the concept of a complex emergency. What makes an emergency complex?
Well, it's kind of interesting that we you get a circumstance where you've got a security situation, so people cannot operate without concern for their safety, maybe a civil war scenario, an insurgency scenario, and then the next thing you know, there's some kind of natural or technological hazard, or maybe both, and the result is they need external aid. And so in a complex emergency, you have to figure out, how am I going to go in and help these folks while maintaining the security of all of the assisters, right?
We kind of saw that in the Katrina.
You betcha.
And creating and maintaining humanitarian space. My special forces team had experience doing this in Afghanistan. We had to divide up and protect the non-governmental organizations by providing them an area in order to do their work without interference from the several tribes that were in the area. So we had to negotiate between the tribes to come up with an agreement to allow them to do that without interference.
Really, that's really kind of interesting because it shows how important cultural geography is along with the understanding of the physical terrain, the understanding of the human terrain.
And the next part looks like it has a lot to do with logistics.
Yeah, this is a very important part, and of course in my military job, I am a multifunctional logistician, and so for the geospatial intelligence professional to make a contribution to assisting the relief agencies and such to go do their thing, and so the question is, well, they need to know what's involved in that, and a big part of humanitarian aid is in fact the provision of logistics. How much space do I need for people so I can build a relief camp? Where's the water? How am I going to get it? How so that I can provide enough water for people? How am I going to work the wastewater? I call that the water cycle. How much food do I need, and how am I going to get it to them? All the medical support, you name it, all these different sorts of things. So we're going to take a look at that in terms of how the geospatial intelligence professional can make that contribution, and to do that, they need some basic background in that.
And how do you plan on wrapping this up?
Well, you know, we've done OEF, OIF, and the Global War on Terrorism. We did Hurricane Katrina, so I was thinking the obvious solution was to do the Asian tsunami as our case study.
Wow, great.
And in fact, in our discussion forum four, we are going to talk about the Asian tsunami, and I know that some of you, in fact, worked the Asian tsunami in support of it, and we're looking forward to learning a lot from each other. So once again, we're going to have a good section, a good two-week course, and then we're going to finally wrap it up after this with the capstone exercise and bring it all together.